You are listening to episode 26 of the Paper Player Podcast. I'm your host, Tony, and we have a full crew here today, including Jeff, Josh, and JB. Jeff, how you doing? How you been playing Magic lately?
I've been playing a lot of Moto, trying to grind Modern to get ready for this team event next weekend, and I'm really enjoying Blue-Black Mill. It's been a lot of fun. Hit a little hiccups because on Moto, it seems a lot of people like to play Reanimator. Main deck Surgical is pretty good for getting rid of the Archon, so...
Is that their big target right now? I don't think there's any other good targets. It's not Goryeo's Vengeance anymore, right?
No. So what it is they're using Persist and the other one that searches and puts a non-legendary into the graveyard.
Mm.
So it's Archon, and then they're also grabbing the White Angel that you pick a card type and you have protection.
Yeah.
The newest version I've been seeing has been playing Grief and Solitude as other targets if they need to like hit something.
Sure.
Because, like, otherwise before they just died to Surgical because then they couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. There's been a couple Urion decks popping up, but I've been able to kind of battle through those too because a lot of them are like Urza combo. So you just hit the Urza and then they can't really do anything and eventually the crabs just get you there.
Yeah. Dude, out of all the decks in Modern and or Legacy, because now Urion's not really... Oh, I guess and Pioneer. I hate Urion decks. I hate the way they feel. I hate shuffling them. And when they, anytime you play against one and they go turn one Aether Vial, it's like, all right, you won. I'll just go to the next match.
The time I did play Urion, I was like, well, I'm over this deck. That one event I played with it, I was like, it's too much to shuffle. It's a pain. It's huge.
Yeah.
All your fetches and all that stuff. It's obnoxious.
The sideboard against me, they put all 15 cards from their sideboard in their deck. So their deck had 95 cards.
94. Ooh. They probably kept Urion out.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, Urion. But I still milled them. It nice. Took... The match took... That one match took almost the full 50 minutes.
Wow. Although, Jamie. I'm really glad you told me that MTGO has their $25 rent or have every card available to you.
Yeah, it's the Legacy weekend. So if you pay the $25 for the event token... And then restart the program or the app, it will allow you to use any cards on Modo and you can play as much Legacy as you want. And then the token can be used for one of the events. And there's three events this weekend and each of them cost a token.
Which means I can get some grinding done with, I think I'm going to audible into Show and Tell because it's just more straightforward of a game plan and I don't have to think as hard.
And it's good, dude. Show and Tell's always been a deck that's
it's fine.
Been my arch nemesis.
It's not bad.
I always used that deck.
And I feel like, I don't know, in a team event, it might be good to be able to get done as fast as possible to be able to help your teammates if you need to.
Yeah. I got to do a lot of counting, which I'm not looking forward to. Moto definitely does a lot of counting for you.
You don't have to do any counting. You just tell your opponent how many cards how many cards do you have left in your deck? Let them do it.
Yes, that's fair.
How but many like, cards you have in there?
It still involves a lot of. It's going to take a lot of time, which I'm not used to. You know, speaking as a burn player, where I just have to count to 20. Mill is just going to take a lot longer.
But it's going to feel way better when you beat him with it.
Oh hell yeah!
What's the mill math on it? Like, what? How many cards equals like a bolt? Like, is it eight cards equals a bolt?
Nowadays it's probably like 12 or 13.
Equals a bolt.
No, because it's like every there's 60 cards.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
there's 60 cards, like 20 eight. Life. It's three damage. It's three cards per damage. So it's nine for a bolt.
Oh, you're forgetting the initial draw seven plus they also draw as well. All right, too.
Well, then so it's like
the math is
like
different. Eight. I think that the math is probably, to be honest, I think it's more along the lines of like seven. Is the math. And the thing is, what's different about Bolt is self-inflicting. And the same is true as when they draw a card, it's self-inflicting mill. Because, you know, every turn that goes by, they increase their clock by point whatever. So it kind of equals out. But it's not as damaging as like Fetch Shock Bolt, Fetch Shock, which is already just like a self-inflicted Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
JB, you get any matches in?
This says four cards is a Bolt.
Whoa, I don't believe that.
No, including the startings, if you include the starting, it's 53 cards in the library.
Okay, so then, because how many bolts you need to die a total? You need seven, right? Yeah. So four times seven. I don't believe you. It's 28 cards.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting this from.
I think the number is more along the lines of seven.
Yeah.
But not a. Because usually there's a real reason you don't play like Tombscar, right? The one mana mill five. I know it's already bad as it is, but you don't play that, and you want to. There's a number to it, and it used to be Glimpse the Unthinkable. Used to be the standard, and that was 10.
Or yeah, it was 10.
And then they had other versions of it. I miss the days where they used to play Mind Funeral.
Dude, oh, you should. The card is so good.
You should play a Miser Mind Funeral on your sideboard just in case you go against any of those landless decks.
Oh my god.
You would just so get them
the
so
Belcher, yeah. The Belcher deck.
Dude, surprise.
Might, boom. I would be like, oh, you die.
I guess
that'd be pretty good.
I could cut like a counter spell out of the board because there is a lot in the
Well, if you're gonna play a Miser one, it's not as good. You want to kind of bring that, like, if Belcher is gonna be a real concern for you, I don't know if you've played against that matchup, but if Belcher was a real thing, I'd bring like 70, two Mind Funerals.
7.57 is the actual number.
Yeah, beyond that, yeah. Also, Mind Funeral is still okay against like the Delver deck because it's only got like 18 lands or something in it. Something super small.
Yeah, and you have to reveal what, 4 lands, right?
Yeah, which is pretty heavy, especially if they already fetched immediately. Yeah. You know, Mind Funeral might not be that bad anymore.
No, the reason why it feels bad is when you do run into like the land pocket.
Runner,
yeah. So when you pay 3 mana and they mill 6, it's really bad.
It feels bad.
It would be competing with, I think, Tasha's Hideous Laughter for a main deck, and Tasha's just, you're going to hit more than 4 cards almost guaranteed. Like, obviously, like,
14 you could, is like the average number across the field.
I've hit in 6 before, yeah. But like it was against Reanimator, so I hit 6 Reanimator targets, so yeah, I wasn't upset. Like, cool, now you have no targets to reanimate, so I'm not upset about that. But if I do that with Mind Funeral and I only hit 4 lands and I just basically guaranteed they're going to draw a non-land, like, that feels terrible.
I've also, like, if Tron ever was a thing, I also loved Mind Funeral against specifically Tron, because, like, the Tron, for being whatever kind of deck, it's already an 18 or 19 land deck anyways, and their whole game plan is to search. So mm-hmm. Typically you can get them pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Tron's a thing anymore.
No, I think it's gone.
Too slow.
Yeah. All right, JB, what do you got going on in the bazaar?
EDH people are dumb.
Got LEDs. I still need them. Still haven't heard from anyone. All I want are LEDs.
As I say, don't you need 2 more show and tell old border?
Well, whatever. Those are easy to get. I can find those. LEDs are tough to find, and once I have 4 of those, I think I can make basically every deck in Legacy.
You have your City of Traders?
Yes. Nice. I have 4 for that one deck.
Nice.
Prism.
I got 4 of them to build that Memory Jar deck, the old school Memory Jar deck.
Oh, that's great. I think Show and Tell plays like 1 to 2 copies of City of Traders.
I think it's 2, but still pretty great.
All right, Jeff, what do we got for a bad card of the week?
Bad card of the week this week is Salvaging Station. Been seeing a lot of it pop up in Moto lately. And
I mean, Grinding Station?
Which one's Grinding Station?
Mill 3, untap if an artifact comes into play.
It's sack an artifact, mill 3. Mm-hmm. If an artifact comes in, untap it, it costs 2. It used to combo with KCI and then also with Underworld Breach.
Yes.
So it's been popping up because I think people are trying to like just play around with the format, and I just think it's so bad. Like, if one piece gets like messed up from the combo, you just can't do anything. Yeah, it's very glass cannony. They run Emery also, but Emery is nowhere near as good as the station is. So yep. I don't know. Yep. It's a bad card.
Is it tutor both or is it saga?
No,
because it costs 2.
So it's 2. Really bad.
Yes,
I've it's been seeing really that list came back up. It's people have been trying eggs again. People are going back into that style of deck.
You know what stops eggs? Engineered explosives for free.
Yeah, I guess. And so they play Chromatic Star, Chromatic Sphere, all those egg targets, and then they usually use Faithless Reward, and then I think the deck has 4 Faithless Reward, or I think that's what they call it.
So the ones I've been seeing, the way they've been winning is they play Emery with Grinding Station out.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah, Grinding Station. I keep messing those up. And then they'll target Mox Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 2, you just keep looping and milling yourself till you produce 2 blue, and then you play Thassa's Oracle. Or if they get rid of their Thassa's Oracle, they just mill you out.
Yeah. Well, you could do the same thing with like Underworld Breach. You just
keep that in there too. Yep.
So you just keep bringing the two egg targets back, you know, and then milling yourself, milling yourself, milling yourself, and then just go for the fastest oracle for the last hit. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, modern's starting to kind of open up. Josh, how's your work league going?
We just switched over to Commander.
And does it set that bad?
No, we just ran out of packs.
Because you haven't gotten your new box yet?
Yeah, because they ship on Friday.
Oh.
But yeah, Blade Historian's still a good magic card.
Blade Historian? What does that card do?
Attacking creatures you control have double strike.
Ugh.
It's the, like, quad
hybrid. Oh, from Strixhaven?
Strixhaven, the red-white one. I'm playing red-white. I'm playing, still playing Rogak and Arden.
Arden.
Yeah. And I got to just add a bunch of new cards to that deck. So I got to add the Burn Down the House, the Rom Cromulus guy. I got the one white sword equipment. I got to add both the red and white thicks from that one cycle adversaries. Yeah, I won today, but I got beat up the other day. So that's fun. Looking forward to the new set.
Yeah, I played a little bit of limited so far. I'm usually about 15 drafts deep. I've only done two so far. The format looks good. Like, it's definitely better than the last set, and the werewolves in this set are better than the last set, even though the last set was a werewolf theme set.
Agreed.
Like, I don't know how they messed that up.
That's depressing.
Black Red is a lot of fun in limited.
Yeah.
Do you know what blows me away?
Mm-hmm.
Solitude is $50.
It was $70 a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just 70.
Oh my God. Everything on modern's kind of coming down.
God, I wish I would have picked them up originally when they were like $20 because I was looking at them and I got a couple, but I didn't get more than like the playset I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so crazy.
The further we get away from Modern Horizons 2, the more these things are going to spike just because they're all the mythics from that set. So it's like,
right.
And there's so many, there's so many good mythics from that set. I mean, you got the five cycle of the elementals plus Ragavan right there and Murktide. So there's seven mythics that are just pure staples in a ton of formats.
But Ragavan has not moved at all.
No.
Plus Grist.
There is Murktide.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, all those have been sitting there, but as like, I mean, we're coming up on holiday season. So this is typically when people do their most buying and selling.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, the dealers buy, and then the modern spike, everybody comes out of their holiday season, get taxes back, and then boom goes everything. So usually tax season is when you see the biggest spike in everything.
Right.
So just hold, unless you think Ragavan is going to get banned, but I don't see that happening anytime soon, especially not in modern. Maybe in Legacy, but not in modern.
Right. I agree.
Are you still planning on going to the Legacy trial?
Yeah, I am. I'm planning on, right now, the deck I'm locked into is Alluren. I like the way it plays.
When is that?
That's in December. That's the one.
Oh, that's the energy one that's here?
Yes, yes. So Alluren's going to be the deck of choice for me for that tournament.
Burn, baby, burn.
For Legacy?
I mean, it's the only thing I have for Legacy.
I was about to say, I might be able to lend you some cards.
All right. If I played anything in Legacy besides Burn, it'd probably be Belcher just because it's fun.
Oh, you need LEDs for that?
Yeah, I know.
Dude, find me some LEDs. I'll pick them up.
That used to be the Juggalo deck.
Oh, I remember. I remember when I picked up a playset of LEDs for $150.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got your complimentary bottle of Faygo with it.
Yeah. A 3-liter. So there's a few things I want to kind of talk about this week. One, I want to go over the Legacy and Modern metagame. We can talk about the secret later. Was that information just released today or the previous day? Which is basically League of Legends. Yeah, I think it was today, actually.
Yeah, the League of Legends was today.
Yeah,
I'm more excited about the other one.
Yeah.
The Mischief one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we found out a little bit of information of that. Yep.
But then, there's new info from it.
Yes, the Battlefield.
I want to know if that all the planes are a sticker or if it's just the one that's a sticker. Or if it's just like random ones or stickers, because I'm pretty sure all the people wanted the planes, and then to reveal it's not actually a planes is like kind of, it's got to make people upset.
So how does that work? Do you have to take the sticker off before you play it? Can you fetch it and then turn it into the red-white land? Like, how does this work?
The best thing I saw was someone said, I have the best way to get in Cheaty Face now.
That's pretty good.
There's one other thing I wanted to talk about. I can't remember now. Oh, the mirrored versions of those cards, the Viscerous here that was kind of spoiled, that went for a pretty penny on the Facebook market. That's just literally just a mirrored version of a card, so everything's backwards and the art is just the other way.
That was SCG that sold it because they got it, and someone else has one up currently that is at like 1,500 or something on bid. And it makes sense that SCG would get more just because they're like a reputable person, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like risk nothing and you know you're not going to get ruined by it.
Right.
But we'll see how much that guy's... Because I'm in like the high-end misprints right. oddity group or whatever.
You get
and so every
club.
Once in a while. Yeah, every once in a while there's some... Well, the sad part is that thing is always filled with like people are like, look at my uncommon that has a crimp on it. Is this worth $30? No, it's worth 2 cents.
And then it's always some guy posting like a bag of chips or whatever that's been like crimped. Like, no lowballs. I know what I got.
And the only reason I joined that group in the first place was to try and keep an eye out for one of those test print forests, the ones that have like the forest on the side.
Yep, yep.
And I've only seen like one or two posts of it, and they're way out of my league. I didn't want to pay for that.
Yeah, is it so the forest is on the side?
Like
is that
1K?
Yeah, probably more than that. It's a really big oddity.
Yeah, at 1K, I probably would have thought about it.
Yeah,
I know, like the City of Traders or whatever is like 5K.
Oh, that's like 10,000.
Yeah, it's
the
probably
Foil City. It's well, crazy.
But the that forest, I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was when the time that they were releasing Duel Masters, and I think the cards from Duel Masters looked like that. They had that same frame.
Well, they use the unglued stamp on it, so it was around that time that they were doing the tests, because they weren't sure what they wanted to do with the unglued lands, I think, and that was one of the options, but then they went with the like big tap symbol and the diamond or whatever.
Do you guys remember that game Duel Masters that came out? The like that was
Nope, not at all.
I remember seeing that stuff because my brother used to buy all, like, anytime a new card game came out, we bought it and we tried it, and we were like, the only one that we never got around to was Magic. I didn't get in, like, that was way later.
Man, if only.
I wouldn't have had $5 a week to spend on a single pack every week for my allowance.
You tell me when you open that LED and you're like, aw. Even though it was garbage back then.
I would have been 10, 11, 12, 13. Someone would have been like, yeah, let me just rip you off for that. Like, okay. I'll crawl worm. I love crawl worm.
It's big.
Don't let me cast crawl worm against you or you'll dead. And they're like, okay, Doomblade. Oh, or Terror. Oh, no. You beat me. So the Secret Lairs, Josh, what did you think about it? I know, are you a League of Legends fan?
No.
Not at all. Have you ever played League of Legends or any kind of MOBA any of any sort?
I played that Pokemon one for like one day with Jeff.
Yeah.
He played Overwatch, which is MOBA.
I guess, does Overwatch count? I played a lot of Overwatch.
Not really.
It's technically a MOBA. It just doesn't work the same way as MOBAs do.
Oh, yeah.
People don't use lanes like they do in MOBAs, but it is considered a MOBA.
I played a lot of Overwatch.
So this product obviously was in connection to that new Netflix show, Arcane, which is probably a good promotion for them. But as far as League of Legends and Magic the Gathering, they probably already have a lot of crossover as is.
Right.
If you were interested in a Rhystic study, this is probably the cheapest one to get. Because typically what a Rhystic study is $30 anyways, a pop.
Right.
And this one even has a different name.
And you get that triangle sticker on the bottom.
That signifies that it's a mashup.
Yeah, it's super weird.
I'm okay with it. Like, don't like. So,
dude, how come you didn't ask me if I liked League of Legends?
JB, do you like League of Legends? Because you play it every weekend and just
no, I absolutely hate it. I only play it because it's our go-to easy game to play. It's a terrible game.
You play League?
Oh, like every week, like multiple times a day.
I once in a while play it.
We'll play like a game or two, maybe three nights a week or something, because it's just, you know, an hour time to kill with some friends.
I think it's disappointing they did none of the characters, that they just did like random stuff from League.
Right. No, they got the character. They got a couple of characters. That guy Jace is in there. That guy right there, the Path to Exile guy.
Yeah.
What I mean is specifically a character, like.
You mean it wasn't just like Jace the Planeswalker?
Yeah, Jinx right here.
Oh, yeah.
Jace, yeah, Jinx falling from the Counterflux.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Jace Magic Jace. I'm talking about Jace.
No, I know who you're talking. What I'm saying is like they didn't do
Like a legendary
Jinx.
Creature?
Yeah, like a creature that was Jinx or Jace. You know what I mean? Like, these are all just cards with, like, art, which, like, if you've never played League, you'd have no idea that these are from League.
Perfect. And that's how they should do it, right?
I can tell you why that probably didn't happen. And it's probably to separate Blizzard. No. It's not even a Blizzard product. It's because they already have a card game for League of Legends, and this is probably, like, a nice way to separate those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Nobody plays it.
It's okay. It's Hearthstone-esque. You pick a hero, which is, you know, like, for example, you can pick Jayce, Heimerdinger, Jinx. They have some select cards that they have, like, unique cards that go with them, and then it's very similar to the Hearthstone mechanic. Like, the pick a guy, he's got unique cards that go along with him. On addition, you can get, like, generics. Yeah, so I think that's probably why they didn't do any unique characters, and they went with just generic cards, just featuring the art. But this is, honestly, before Prismatic Ending, Path of Exile would have been something that people would have desired. Now that this card's completely, like, pushed out of the modern format, the only card that's really worth getting out here is Rissic Study, and that's the only selling point.
Not the Terran Dynamo or whatever?
The card's not playable.
I thought Terran Dynamo was, like, EDH playable.
Not anymore.
Okay.
People, like, there's people that'll still respect it, but it's not like what it used to be.
If this was, like, a visual monolith, it would have been better.
There's just so many mana rocks now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the other one? Counter deal damage?
The counters all spells.
Okay.
It's just hard. This can't be countered. This was, like, an old playable modern staple back in, like, the Twin days.
This cancel a set mechanic.
Yeah. And then overload to do something in EDH to counter everything on the stack, if that matters.
Or if you're playing against, like ad nauseum weird decks.
Yeah, I mean, I played this in Modern. I used to bring it in against, like, those combo matchups where it's like, I only care about your one singleton spell, so that's all I'm going to hang on to this for the entire game.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I haven't watched that Arcane show, so this is clearly part of that, because this doesn't, I mean, yes, it's got League of Legends, because it's, you know, that's all connected, but I don't really watch that show, so I don't have any connection to this. I don't have any understanding of the hex core and or the unstable harmonics and these
I read a Reddit comment that was like, I've been playing League for 10 years and I have no idea what the hex core is.
Yeah, I don't know what any of this is, honestly.
Apparently the show is supposed to be really good. Like, I've heard, like, a lot of good things about it.
I'll check it out.
I like to hear, because I'm hoping that means that the Magic anime will be good.
Not after the Russo brothers got off of it. The Hui out.
What was the name? The Sorcerer's Prodigy, right? Was that the movie?
Yeah, the
insert. With Nick Cage in it, where they had magic?
They only had Nick Cage. They only had the magic sign for, like, 30 seconds. Like, check this out. Yeah, I saw that in the theaters.
Yeah, I was about to say, if Nick Cage ain't in this cartoon, I'm out.
I think we only saw that because we were all memeing on it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody saw that like movie legitimately. So the other thing that came out that we kind of got some new news on was the Plains. So is that official that it's not a Plains anymore? It's just a Battlefield Forge?
There's very little, like, information on this.
Okay.
Today, someone posted a video to Instagram of them pulling a sticker off Plains to reveal it's the same art almost, only it's on fire and it's a Battlefield Forge instead of a Plains, which is the red white Plains Painland.
I think it is, just because of how crappy this looks when we kind of zoom in into it, you know?
Right.
Like, it doesn't
look, I want to know,
clean.
That one actually looks like a Magic card, actually. Look at the corners.
I am. But I'm saying, like, this is not lined up right. This looks crooked to me. And then based on this and, like, flowers.
There is a bend.
Yeah, I think there's a problem. Yeah, I mean, if that would be a blowout. I think people would much rather have it be a Plains than a, like, if it was a Sacred Foundry, people would all be all, everybody would be happy. Battlefield Forge.
I'm going to attempt to buy this secret.
So like, people are speculating, what if it is not just the Forge under there, but there's, like, a whole list of lands and you get a random land under there.
That would be nuts.
And so there's, like, a bunch of different options or something.
I just, like, you know, that, so, like, you peel it off stuff.
Like, you peel it off and it's like, an underground sea.
No,
I mean, not God, obviously not.
What if they did that? What if they circumvented it that way?
I'm going.
They
to
said, go. "Well, this is our planes with a sticker, but there's an underground sea under there."
Yeah.
And you have a 1 in 1,000 chance to get an underground sea.
I just traded a blood moon for something, so I kind of could pick up another blood moon for EDH. I don't.
And that blood moon looks awesome.
And yeah. That blood moon looks awesome. I don't have a Grim Tutor, so this is like a snap buy for me.
Yeah. I was hoping that planes was actually a planes, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah,
I'm definitely in the disappointed camp.
That was the only thing I wanted this for. The other five were just gravy. The planes is what I wanted because it's so jarring. But I mean, I don't see any decks that I will play Battlefield Forge. So.
And beyond that, if you decide to keep the sticker on and play the planes, you get into legality rules because of the thickness? Because the sticker obviously
you can't. It's not a planes. It's the problem.
Right.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm saying like you can't play it as a planes. It's not a planes.
It was given to me by Wizards as a planes.
It doesn't say planes.
What if you take the sticker
off? It says
it
really close up. Like if you look at it.
Yeah, go look at that picture again that we had of the really close up on the bottom. I thought it did.
Yeah, but it's super faded. It says basic land planes.
Oh, it does.
No, it is a planes card.
Can I slap that sticker on any Magic card and it becomes a planes?
Yeah. At what point?
I was gonna say, can you put it on a basic planes?
Yep, and that's the problem with doing that because I do want to play that now. So can I?
Yeah.
Can I take it to a tournament?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of. Well, the tournament, organizer and anybody you play against will be like, here's a free win, judge, and then none.
You could play none the wiser, I'm sure.
And no,
they would just replace it, but.
But you could be caught for, whatever you want to call it. Either way, if you're shuffling it at such a rate, and if it's a sticker that is crappy, right, you'd have to find a way to seal it. That's because if you're shuffling it and then it starts like bending and kind of in the sleeves start kind of
the
going in and out,
start peeling and stuff.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to like perfect fit that like hardcore.
Yeah,
there's theories that this mechanic might be this sticker might be a mechanic in the upcoming unset.
I mean, I'm all for it. For as far as unsets goes, I don't care what they do. Do what you want.
We know that they messed around with scratch and sniff. For the last one. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
They Marrow had an article saying that for the last one, whatever it was, with the contract.
Unstable.
They messed around with scratch and sniff, but they ultimately pulled it. So like this sticker doesn't seem too far fetched. Especially with the in space and the shock lands and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, I think you're probably right on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unimpressed.
I am all on this modern Belcher deck. I want to build it.
This is the deck that gets hosed by Mind Funeral. Can't beat it. Mind Funeral, you're dead.
What's that do? Four cards, that what?
Four lands.
Four lands.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, literally take the deck and flip it upside down.
One shot him.
Rip.
Oh, I could play test this. It's only 320 ticks.
No, don't play this.
Belcher's terrible.
Don't play this.
You have to play cards like Infernal Plunge. Get out of here with that.
I was watching a stream with this and it went like 4-1.
I don't care that anyone can do anything.
It did win. Hold on. It did win the modern challenge.
Twice, back to back, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
It won the modern challenge. Yeah. I'm all about this modern Belcher.
Well, it's winning. It's really. The reason it's winning is because you do get this card, Strike It Rich. That card's awesome.
So good.
What is it?
It's crit treasure. It crits the lowest pedal for a red, and then flashback, crit the lowest pedal.
Yeah.
So you get to go from...
And you have Blood Moon. Blood Moon's always good.
Yeah, that's a hoser for most decks, too. So
what's Glimpse again? What is that?
Glimpse of Tomorrow? That's the deck that... it's one of those Cascade decks
this
that goes
that
into...
Cascade deck, yeah.
Yep, that goes into...
All the flip your deck into the one thing you can cast. And then
this deck got me once, and then once I realized what was happening, I got it.
Looks like the list has kind of changed, because they're not on this, like... Omniscience anymore. It looks like they're just
Asterac.
Just get a big guy.
Well, they beat you with Omnath by flipping Omnath and like the multiple triggers of Omnath hit you, with all the lands coming into play, and then you rinse and repeat. You do it again and again and again. So you just like double Omnath, get you with the double land triggers, ate you, sack one of the Omnaths, go through the deck again, and then you just keep rebuying it with either cards like Goblin Dark Dweller or
Wait, how does it trigger Omnance deal damage multiple times?
Because it gets all of your permanents. So you have two Omnance come into play at the same time, all your lands coming into play. So you get the Landfall 1, Landfall 2, and Landfall 3. So
you
then you get
two Omnance, and then you have, you know, the three lands come into play. You get all that mana back into your pool. But, you know, all the triggers on the stack, then you got to pick state-based effects, and then it sacks. It doesn't. It all happens at once. So you do that, and then once you have all this mana from your Omnath, which gives you about 8, you can either hard cast Dark Dwellers or possibly another Shardless Agent, do it again.
What does Dark Dwellers do again?
It lets you buy back. It goes and finds. It lets you get this for free.
It's better than Snapcaster, though, because it casts it for free.
Snapcaster can't cast those cards.
Yeah, it can't.
Goblin Dark Dwellers can. There's another version of this card that I thought just came out in
the Adversary.
Is that a four? Is that a commander card? I don't remember if it was in commander or not.
It plays Colony Garden.
Yeah, because you need to make permanents. So you need everything. So like this.
That's why it's got Chancellor of the Forge also. Yeah,
you play this and you evoke it for 2 mana by making 2. Because this card only cares about the amount of permanents. So if you have 11 permanents, you get to do 11 flips. If you have 15 permanents, you get to do that. Yeah. That's why it plays all this stuff. Because the beginning of the game, you just need as many permanents as you can get. Season Pyromancer, same thing. All you're trying to do is just find the most efficient cards to produce the most amount of cards without for 3 and under. Or 3 and over, sorry. And Colony Guard and Gemstone, you know. It's just your typical deck, but so Belcher is kind of the new thing that's coming out, and it's people aren't respecting it because I think people have gotten away from what's it called, Force of Negation.
It's because everyone's playing all the stupid elementals, and Force of Negation is so bad against them.
Yeah, I mean, elementals, like the whole crux of this deck is Cavern of Souls, which is like an all-time high of 90.
Not even just the elementals deck, though. Like everyone's jamming Grief in black decks. Everyone's jamming Solitude in white decks. Everyone's jamming Fury in red decks. Like,
yeah.
Force of Negation is just not good right now.
Yeah, it's just it was a heavy hitter for a hot minute, and now that it's been pushed out of the format. Which does that new blue card stop elementals if it wasn't for Cavern of Souls? Because if you evoke and don't cast it, right? No, never mind. That's from a different zone.
You're still from your hand.
Yeah. You still got your Pure Steel Paladin deck, which I thought this deck would eventually fall off, but you can catch people with their pants down a lot.
Say, yeah, you just surprise, gotcha. Yeah. You lose.
And then you got your blue-red aggro.
Those decks have always been fine.
Your blue-red aggro. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, the metagame has been... Well, it's all over the place. I mean, you still have your Rhino. Your RDW went up through the roof again. Blue-red is your big ones. From a control standpoint, blue-white's on the downtick, but you got your four-color control going back up, which is just elementals. Oh. And then you got your Pierce of Paladin for your combo being at 10%. And then you got Landless, which is essentially Belcher, whatever you want to call it.
My
and
question is, for the four-color control, do you still play... I assume you play Ren, right?
Four-color control? Ren.
Some sir, some
all Yorian decks.
Or Ren? Okay, yeah, they play a bunch of Ren at 6. I ain't playing that. I've got none of those.
Yeah, I mean, the whole deck is, you know, based on Yorian and Abundant Growth, right?
Yeah.
You're just trying to get all that stuff. And this is kind of a new hotness right here, the Showdown of the Skulls.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a super expressive iteration.
Yeah.
It's in my commander deck.
I have foil one sitting in my binder.
Yeah, it's got the claws. You can play it until your next turn, so you don't have to cast them right now. So you draw 4 cards essentially.
Yep.
And because Yorian, you're able to blink it. You just keep doing it. Plus you have, you know, fairy. This is just 4 color nonsense. It's like
fairy.
Yeah.
I saw people pumping up this card that's coming out that is if you draw a card instead, put it off to the side.
You exile the top 2 or whatever.
Yeah, you get 2 cards for one.
Whatever you draw,
it's like a legendary dude.
Yeah, and I saw people talking about that, maybe making waves in Legacy or something. But
yeah,
someone was like, "Oh, I want to cast Brainstorm with that," and I was like, "That doesn't do what you want it to do, bro."
Yeah.
So you know when we talked about the blue card that costs a blue and 2, draw 3, and then your maximum hand size goes down 3? We did forget about one deck. What about that card in Dredge? I've been hearing a lot of people talking about that.
Okay, that is a lot more fair.
Spicy.
It could be there.
Are there any?
That is a good card for that deck, I think.
Are there any good blue Dredge cards?
Yeah, the Prized Amalgam.
It's the best one. I mean, that's not... It's actually not blue, because you never cast it.
Yeah,
your hand.
This is true.
It's just a colorless card. All those, like, Blood Gas is colorless. It's not black-black. Don't ever fall for that.
Still, if you're playing, like, blue-black, that means you could play Drown in the Lock if you want to have some extra game against things in your dredge deck.
Yeah. Timeless Dragon. Woo!
That's a bad card, but all right.
Lingering Souls, baby.
Pox.
Oh, new Lingering Souls. I like the new blue-white Lingering Souls.
The blue-white one? Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. The
I like Modern how is changing basically. Changed.
I love that Modern is changing like every 2 weeks. It's great.
I don't. It makes hard to like practice like weeks in advance.
That's why you just get used to your deck, understand what's in the meta, and then figure out how you need to counteract it.
So you're saying which burn list? Find a burn list that has Ragavan.
Which is why you're going to play.
They're all off it. They're all on the four Searing Blaze to deal with it now. They used to play it, but they're all on this now.
You're gonna play two Mind Funeral on the board. Do it. 100%.
I would play a couple, yeah. I think it's a good blowout for if the Belcher deck comes into play if you run into that.
And I still don't think it's bad against blue-red, because with blue-red, if you're using Tasha's, you can hit Murktides, and it feels real.
Well, here's the thing with the Mind Funeral. You're not bringing that in against the blue-red deck. Like, there's no reason to change that out. You're bringing your EEs in for that matchup, realistically. So you should not do that.
I two EEs on the board also. It only runs one right now.
Yeah, I would run two.
I'm always skipping on these lists. Where's Mill?
I had one stolen earlier. I played an EE and tapped out, and my opponent cast Archmage Charm and stole my EE.
Yeah.
Wrecked.
So I couldn't kill his Sharknado token.
Yeah, whoa. This list is...
What is this list?
It's just blue-red. All right, it's just your typical list. The only thing is you have a few cards that are changed out, which are playing main deck Counterspell, which I don't know if you were doing, but...
No.
You get this card too, Unmourned Ego. This also deals with the Belcher deck the same way.
Mm-hmm. Steam Belcher and rip it right out of the deck.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what Surgical can do the same thing, though, can't
Well, it? Not if it's not in the bin.
That's true. Yeah. You're milling, though, so...
Are you still playing, what's it called instead? Nile Spellbombs?
It's got Nile Spellbomb in the board, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would just play Soulguide Lantern. I like that card better. Like, I would prefer to play that.
Doesn't draw and exile at the same time, though.
I like... But you don't need to do both those things, though, and this doesn't require you to have this, and I think Soulguide Lantern is much stronger with Lurrus.
Fair.
I mean, they both draw a card, but one takes a black and requires you to do that, where you can just draw, play it with Lurrus, draw, play it with Lurrus, draw, and play with Lurrus, and then you obviously every time it comes in...
The point, I think, is that Nile Spellbomb exiles their graveyard and draws.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be matchups where, like, that's just not what you're trying to do.
It's fair. More mana-heavy, too.
Yeah, Soulguide Lantern gives you the escape route of I need to pop your bin like against Reanimator when Surgical doesn't do that, and then you get to draw when you're already have Surgical them. So they do the same thing, except this doesn't take a black from you. This is a color, so your field of ruins get a little bit more not so bad. Because I mean, how many black sources do you really play? You have in this list in particular, you get two Dark Slicks, two Water Graves, a Swamp, and then your fetches. So however many that is. So, I mean, there are games where you run into where you don't have a swamp.
Yeah, the list I'm running runs four Shockland, I want to say two Fastland, and then I think two Swamp.
Okay, and then you're running, what, 8, 7? This list.
I'm going to my list right now.
Okay.
So it runs one Dark Slick Shore, four Field of Ruin, one Flooded Strand, five Island, one Misty, one Obero, four Polluted Delta, two Sheldock, one Swamp, and two Watery Grave, actually. So four black source.
Yeah. You know how much I love Mainboard Chalice?
That's the new world of blue, because you have this to catch all your small threats and this to catch Solitude. I mean, that's really why that card's hyped, because Solitude is just so gross right now.
It's great. Oh.
And that's probably why Ragavan's on a downswing, just because everybody's prepared with, you know, either Solitudes or Fatal Push or Bolts or Prismatic Endings, whereas before it was just kind of like Prismatic Ending. I mean, obviously I wish I would have had Solitudes at the time when I played that tournament, but I wasn't that much tech then. Yeah, it's just different. I mean, one thing I don't see, I'm not seeing Tron anywhere.
Very little. Why.
It's hanging on by a thread. It still can, like, catch people off guard, but it's just, I don't know. With the modern metagame, I think we've passed Tron now, especially with Modern Horizons 2 coming out. It's completely gone out of the ether or the metagame of modern.
Good. Now I don't have to hear people complain about it anymore.
I mean, people play that Rhino deck all the time. I've always hated that deck. I don't understand why people play it.
You gotta bring on Ryan and ask him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I mean, the only card I love in this deck is Fire Ice. Everything else is just farts, I think.
That got me so bad when we were at that 1K.
Yeah.
Fire Ice was like, oh yeah, check this out. I'll just tap down your land so you can't counter my stuff, and you lose. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got a lot of it's got a lot of play to it.
Or like Burn Ragavan, I'm like, oh, come on.
Jun Saga, Kiki Cord, 4-color Valakut, Blue-Red Affinity, 4-color Creativity. Like,
I'm going to remind you.
Yeah.
I'm going to remind you, Mono Red works so well because you can just Blood Moon most of these decks and they lose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the Belcher deck, its backup plan is to just slam a Blood Moon and watch your opponent squirm.
Yep, it's great.
The world of Modern is—it's exactly where it needs to be, where it's constantly shifting, and it's got its pillars in the format. But those pillars go up and down due to like whatever that flavor of the week is. So if Belcher's the flavor of the week, like blue-white control, well, the following week will probably go on an uptick because it can handle that deck pretty well. And then you know, just rinse and repeat, you just go back and forth. And when blue-white's up and up at the top, then the next deck that counters that, which is Mill, takes that down, and then it kind of just circulates. But those three mainstays, which are what blue-red, Ragavan, Blight Control, Rhinos, and Elementals, which actually Elementals is on a huge downswing too.
Dude, you threw me off for a second. I didn't realize you switched to Legacy, and I saw Patriot Aggro, and I'm like, hey, remember last week when we were talking about USA Control?
All right. You guys want to talk anything else about Modern? You guys all filled up on that?
Played enough of it.
Yeah. So, Legacy, it's a little bit different. I still struggle with Legacy just because I think we're at the point where Ragavan Days is just too annoying to play against.
Look at those percents. 16% for blue red, and then the next is like 5% for death.
Check out lands, man. Lands is an all time high, baby.
Yeah, 10%.
The last 2 weeks.
People going wild with lands. Dude, it's because Urza's Saga is so good in that deck. It's ridiculous.
It's just a good card, and I thought Wasteland would keep that out of the format.
But lands is the deck that can abuse it the most, right? Yep. And that's why it's like lands got a huge boost from it.
I like how this got gut shot in the main.
It's to beat other Ragavans.
Yep.
That's your arm on the draw. I got to beat in the Ragavan.
I don't know, man. Do I want to play this? Do I want to play?
Is that Hive Mind I see on that list?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Wow.
This is what you should have played.
Pax and Hive Mind.
This is where they get to sneak
this
in.
This card's good.
What does it do?
It's like an exchange control of a spell and a creature.
That's so funny. Dude, I love... So this is like where those wacky commander decks, when they print something like this that you just don't see, and then it comes out of nowhere, like Sudden Subtraction. Like, it's just a deck. This is a one of... that, or not one of, but a four of that gets played in this deck that you would never see anywhere else. And until you run into this...
Why isn't this deck playing fast mana, like petals and stuff?
And this card's got split second.
That's a good question. I mean, it plays your fast mana here and there.
Sure.
Hey, I don't think you need it. I mean,
you don't. You just need to get the 6 to cast Hive Mind.
No, 3.
Or 3?
Don't tell. It just gets this into play and then beats you with can you pay for that?
Yeah.
Can you pay for that?
Just cast them all. You go, all right, well, there's like 10 you lose the game triggers with these packs, so.
I hope you have 5.
You got an answer immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 counter spells in your hand.
God, is Hive Mind bad in Modern?
I guess if they're going to
no.
Yeah, we gotta put this together.
We can play Hive Mind in Modern.
It's so slow in Modern though.
There's no ancient tomb.
Who cares? I'll find a way. I can pitch this Pact of Titan to Furies now.
Well, why don't you play the you just lose to like a fatal push, not a fatal push, but planeswalker removal. But you could play that Battlecry deck or whatever, where you just play a bunch of packs.
Fairly.
And you play Gideon, the one that makes you not lose the game.
That was like a flash of the pan. Like, oh, Gideon, then just play all the packs. And they're like, wait, the packs aren't even that strong.
Why is the sudden substitution in here?
So you can get them.
So you can take their counter spell.
No, you give them the Pact of Negation effect.
And take their creature.
Yeah. You just swap.
Oh, that's
you
fun.
Just say, here's your pact.
Oh,
you
so
lose next
just,
turn.
So it's just Hive Minds 5-8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here you go. You lose.
And they can't respond.
And they can't counter it.
Although I think they can counter the pact
No.
Itself.
They can.
Yeah. They can.
Oh, well, I thought you have to wait till this card resolves, yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, so you let it resolve, then the pack's on the stack, and you go, I'll counter the pact.
Yeah, but then you're getting the counter out of their hand.
Yeah, and they lose a permanent.
A creature, specifically.
Okay. That's too fun.
Yeah, this is great. I love this stuff. This is such a trash deck.
It is. It's
fun one to throw together.
You'll make someone mad if you lose F&M. With that.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, hey, Hivemind, you lose.
The beauty of Legacy was just nonsense.
How much is, go back to Hivemind, how much does it say the deck is worth?
213 tickets, Jesus. And then, well, the reality is here.
You have, like, City and Duels.
Yeah.
So that's where all your money is, Force of Will.
Yeah. What if Force is up to now?
Do you have this deck, or JB?
I am missing the packs.
And the Hive Minds. That's okay. That's one of those cards.
I'm going to pick them up because I want you to build this for me.
Oh, no. I'm not building for you.
Why not? You said I could borrow a deck.
It's three Cradles?
What is?
Not Cradle, but Cradle Growths. It's playing three Avmias. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lands.
Yeah. It's great.
That's a lot.
It makes your dark decks do something with crop. Like, your dark decks can use for your crop rotations.
I was going to say that's why it was. That's why it used to be really fun to play Turbo Depths, is because you had Urborg and you could go turn two dark depths. You lose.
Yeah, I thought this was the budget deck of the format. Am I missing something here? Oh,
hold on.
Done.
Yeah. Sometimes they play it in the sideboard too. Like, are you like looking at it like, where's this $4,000 coming
bulk.
From?
Yeah, it drops to $1,800 after that.
Kozlex, all these, the Titans.
It's probably like, I was about to say, it's probably like a grand at most after you take out that Tabernacle.
Just wait, they'll do a secret layer Eldrazi, and then that one will be worth so many dollars. Or they'll do one per thing or whatever. All these Eldrazi are always worth so much money. Like, this one just keeps rising and rising.
The only one that really
one dropped. It was at $70 before.
This is the worst version of Green Post. You're not even playing Candelabra. Get this out of here.
Okay, fine. I'm just looking at some of the decks, but anyways, well, let's get back to the actual metagame of the last 2 weeks of this. Yeah. So we have Blue Red Aggro, which is just completely dominant in the format. Then when
16%. Wow.
It's crazy. It's huge. That's why I was talking about Raghavan might see a ban in Legacy.
Well, either that or Daze. Like, Daze. Those are the two.
Yeah. Please get Daze. I'm fine with either.
But then we go from the control. So your aggro, your top like three was Blue Red Aggro with Death and Taxes, which is still lingering around. Because it has Esper Sentinel from the new set, and then Dragon Snoppy, which is just your Blood Moon variant, and then everything else.
It's just like play Blood Moon on turn one. Your opponent loses because they only have fetch lands.
And then your control decks are lands and Artifact Blue, and then I guess you can include four color control, which is your Uro Piles, which whatever combination you want to do there. I think they actually play Abundant Growth, if I'm not mistaken. Some lists do, some lists don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I was about to say, man, I'm surprised that Blue White isn't higher, just like Blue White.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot worse. Maybe they aren't playing it anymore. I thought they were. Maybe they're off of it. Anyways.
You're just wrong, Tony.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks.
Then
when you go to your combo, you got your classic Doomsday, which now with Consider has made the combo a joke. Like, it's just an auto include.
Yeah, it's way easier.
Yeah, it's just so simple now. You don't have to try anymore. There's no more like things to
what does
about.
Consider do again? It's like, look at the top card, decide if you want
it. You can mill it or
Surveil
not.
Draw.
Yeah, it's Surveil. Yeah. Surveil draw. And the Surveil is key because the Scry doesn't change the count of the card's density of your deck.
Yeah.
That one does. And you can protect your combo from the other things like Raghavan.
Uh-huh. Although you're usually comboing. Every time I see a Doomsday player play, they usually go, Doomsday, I'm winning.
Sometimes when they play against the control decks, they do the slow route, where it's just like draw a card, draw a card, draw a card, draw a card.
Yeah, to build up hand or density like, for like control or for counter matches.
Or they'll go like fetch land, or they'll like the top two cards will be fetch lands. The net cards under them, both those will be lands and Thassa's Oracle. So then you go like fetch land, go pop both of them, grab the two remaining cards, then get the Thassa's Oracle as your top deck and finish.
You still have to stick the Thassa's, so they have to have counter spells in their hands for that if you're playing against like counter matchups.
Yeah, of course. They usually do that. I mean, most Doomsday lists are playing Veil of Summer in the main.
Yeah.
This one does not. But I guess it's, you know, you're still playing.
You got Force of Wills.
Yeah, Force of Wills, Pact Negation, all that stuff.
Personal Tutor, what the heck is that?
It's Mystical Tutor, but Sorcery Speed. So it's legal. And then you got your Storm, your Elves, Reanimator, and Alluren, and then Show and Tell.
Show me Show and Tell. I need to know if I can make this deck. I
also say that the paper Legacy meta never reflects the online meta. Because in paper Legacy, people have their pet Legacy deck that they're going to play, that they've had. There's going to be the
it's just availability and cost. Right. It's easy to rent. You can't really rent in real life.
No, there is none of that.
But I'll put my car up against the rental.
So you got Sneak and Show, and then you got Show and Tell. Some people like the Sneak and Show, but this is more like an all-in deck where you're... Yeah, this is the Lotus Petal version.
Yeah, that's the one I would play.
That's the good one.
Yeah. The ones that do like Omniscience and what's the...
Oh, let me look at that deck list. I'll tell you
what I need. Luring list. That's a Luring.
I need Emrakul. I need Grizzlebrand.
Grizzlebrand's real cheap. 99 cents.
I have Spirit Guides.
Okay, and then I need for the sideboard, I need Omniscience.
Yeah. They just reprinted that card in M19.
I got everything else. Dude, it's crazy that it's playing Ragavan on the sideboard.
Yeah.
What are you putting that in against?
It's just to create Lotus another Petals.
Other here's combo decks.
Everybody brings in all their hard counters against you and their Red Elemental Blast, and you're like, all right, Ragavan. And they're like, I can't beat this.
Yeah. That's
you
funny.
Know, they usually take out all the removal because it's just trash against you, and then you bring in card. That's just like the classic mind game. So if you can get their game one, they take out all the removal, and then you're like, all right, turn one Ragavan. They're just like, well, I boarded everything out, and I don't want to counter this with a Force Will because I'll lose the game because I'll have to 2-for-1 myself.
Can't that's wait to see good. You all get right. briberied.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it plays bribery?
No. Back in the day, Belcher used to play bribery for playing against Show and Tell.
Yeah, no more chain smog.
Just straight. No, this is just like the straight. Well, this is the Maverick version of it. I've seen the Chain of Smog deck where it's just all in on the combo where it tries to do it turn one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the old Rainbow Depths or whatever where you would just like throw your hand at the board and pray.
Yeah, we got Jeskai Twin. Bomberman, that was a hot. That was a flash of man.
Someone will always garbage. Have that deck. No, that deck's always there.
It's garbage.
No, it is. Yeah. But there's always that. That's a pet deck. Like
if you're gonna play
Mind's Eye Diamond or Oryx Salvagers.
If you're gonna play
what's
garbage,
the breakfast deck.
Just play Hive Mind or Cephalid.
Cephalid, whatever.
You just play the Illusionist and then you target it with something and win.
Target spell it ability.
Aged Untouchable. Right now, you do something with Nomad's Encore, and so you Nomad's Encore.
Zero target this.
Your whole deck.
Yeah, it's a.
And then you thousand.
Exactly, and you reanimate it or something. You can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a reanimate.
Either way, you need something that has a zero. All these like old Nomad cards. There's an EDH deck that it's like a 15 card EDH deck because it's all the Nomads targeting each other and like just circling because they all have different abilities and you just go there. Then like once you've completed the chain of 15 cards, you do like a one loop of a single damage and then you do it again and it'll cost zero. It's just I'm gonna do this and this.
The interesting thing about this deck is it can play the combo or you can just go the swords route if you don't think they have enough removal.
Just be with the Badger Skull.
Cauldron Complete's probably a lot better in Legacy, to be honest with you. And the reason I say that is people aren't playing Archmage's Charm, so they can't steal it from you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's such a blot in Modern where it's just like, all right, 3 mana, steal your guy, and you can never re-equip it. You're like, crap.
Yeah.
You get your Stoneblade decks, the Epic Storms. Twin. Yeah, it's just... Again, this is your Ragavan deck. This is all it does is it puts the twin package in there of what 5 cards plus this one, so 8 card package, and then you include Ragavan and Stoneforge, which are just self-contained engines.
Back, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the main argument for keeping Twin out of Modern. To be honest, it's just you can keep your 54 card shell and add the 6 or 7 card twin package to any deck.
Right.
Any blue red deck.
Yeah. The only thing that would drive me crazy seeing Yorion twin decks, I would just be like, this is the worst.
It's like to see a lot of elves in a paper legacy.
What's Artifact Blue? Event.
There's always an elves player.
Artifact Blue? That's the elves. Your Echo of Aeons slash Hull Breacher.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Toxic.
It's fun.
Yeah, is it? I love that deck.
In Modern, it was really cool, too. I loved playing it in Modern.
Yeah. But the big issue, I guess, with the Legacy metagame that we're constantly seeing is that blue-red aggro is just so dominant, and it's just constantly just... Yeah. If you're going to any tournament, you're going to see this. Let's say if you were at an 8-round, 9-round Legacy tournament, which we'll probably see in December, you'll probably play against this deck 3 to 4 times.
Okay, so lands is 10%. Blue red's 16%.
Yes.
Let's get rid of Days, and let's ban Tabernacle, now that I don't own one.
Okay.
See, even though that's not the card that is good in the deck.
Here's the thing with lands. There's so many different, like, versions and, like, variations. So it's like, I'm fine with lands because there's not one uniform build. The blue-red aggro, it's completely uniform.
Like 30 cards are all the same.
Dude, it's like 55 cards are all the same for blue-red.
Yeah, and then you have, like, your gut shot funzy or your...
your metagame decision, whatever you want to call it.
I was playing a main board. Oh, what, dude, Meltdown is so good.
Oh yeah.
I watched just one mana blow up all the petals and the fantastic.
No, it's even worse because I was watching someone playing Legacy. They were playing like a his opponent was playing like Artifacts Painter Servant deck. And he's got like 3 artifact lands, 1 regular land, and a bunch of artifacts on the field. He goes, Meltdown for 1. Just like all of it is gone.
Yeah.
Lands are gone.
God, this everything is fantastic.
He has on the board is gone.
Dude. This has got to be the tech versus Chalice. That's why they're Chalice the Void for 1.
That's why it's there.
You're just like, whoop, just pick all that stuff up. All right.
That is exactly why it's there.
Man.
And I don't have them, so.
Meltdown?
This is the blue-green version of Show and Tell.
Yeah.
There is a blue-green Show and Tell Alarian deck.
Yeah, I like to do the last 2 weeks, just because I think that's like the most relevant. But yeah, so you got... Oh, this is from that thing that we
saw. Yeah, because it has that new creature that makes it so ELD much one. Easier.
Yeah, this has got to be the Show and Tell.
No, I think they've all gone away they've all gone away to just the Living Wish.
Because
you don't have to have it main board.
Yeah, you can't get it ripped out of your hand or whatever. They can rip this out, but then even if they get this away from you, you just can. This is a Bant version where it plays Recruit of the Guard, and then it can still do the old combo of the Strix plus the Harpy.
What I was about to say is like, because I think I told when we were talking about that tournament, I said that I played against this deck.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to name Cavern Harpy with my Pithing Needle. And I'm like, oh, they can't win. And then he was like, Living Wish, go get this Lich and I lose.
Yeah, dun dun.
Sucker.
Yeah, Living Wish is the beat. Also, you get to get all your Elves hate, your, you know, Brainstorm hate, your Brazen Borrower, your Catch All. Like, it's all there. And
Brazen Borrower.
Yeah.
Collector Oof.
That's like if I had to play
a
deck, I like Living Wish right now. And there's lists that change it. Like, they're all different. I also like the idea of being able to play Cabal Therapy too.
Welcome to Legacy. It's a bunch of weird garbage that you're like, I just want to play these 2 cards for fun.
Yeah. Right.
Let me put 55 cards together that support these 6 cards.
You'd think a Learn would be worth more money, but it's just not. Like, it's one deck and one deck only.
Right.
Is it an uncommon?
It's on the reserve list, so
it's
no.
Rare. So,
it's
rare.
It's
rare.
Okay. I didn't know it was only rares on the reserve.
Yeah, that's typically how they dealt with it. Or, I mean, I shouldn't say that because the reserve list is nonsense, but it's all rares.
Yeah, it's only nonsense. Rares.
Well, it is, because some of the rares from Urza Saga are on it, some of them aren't. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Phyrexian Tower.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? And I think some of these decks, I've seen lists of Alurin that also play like one main deck, Vol'rath Stronghold.
That's the red white one, right?
No, it's the
black one. That's the one that puts a creature. It's a black one that puts a creature back on top of your deck.
So black you can one. Reoccur important things if you need to.
All right, now on to Vintage. JK. Nobody plays that.
Oh my god, no one plays Vintage.
Mud.
Yeah,
mud,
let's see it.
Mud.
Always Mud.
Bug Midrange, which is just.
And then Paradoxical. That was the deck I would play because. Takes big brains and I don't have one, so it's really fun to humble with it.
It's like restricted to one now, right?
It is, yeah.
No, oh, wait. No, Mentor got restricted.
Yeah, Mentor got restricted.
But now does it just play the other one, the black one from the new set from Strixhaven, the Witch?
13 lands.
Oh, no, the Witch doesn't work.
All right, boys.
Because the Witch is Magecraft.
I want to say I am about 15 cards away from having that deck built. I'm going to build it.
Are most of them power 9?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Always.
Literally all of the money.
Oh, for a second, I was like, am I in Vintage? I was like, I just see the same deck for Vintage and Legacy.
Wow, I'm playing Vintage.
Yeah. What's Xerox? I just want to see what this is real quick. Sorry.
It's like an old... What was the... Xerox is just like playing the most of, amount of cantrips or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Draw spells for days.
I wouldn't be surprised if this got restricted to one.
Expressive.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Expressive is great.
And that card's $7.
Jack Baden. The greatest thief in the multiverse.
I mean, dude, that is a cool card. And playing it in Legacy is kind of fun sometimes, too.
Yeah.
You're just playing against lands. You go, I'll take that Mox Diamond. Thanks. Goodbye Xerox. To your color.
Good scrub.
Wonder why, where the Xerox name comes from. I wonder if it's like people made copies of all these cards. Like, they all have proxies of all this.
I remember hearing the story about it. I don't remember what it is, though.
There's got to be a card named Xerox or something.
Red deck wins.
Wait, here you go. You play this.
Oh, this is it's only $277.
Commander? Wait, what?
Commander.
Oh, Commander. Okay.
Kairi Zev.
This is right off here.
What is Kairi Zev? Why is that the top?
That's where Raghavan initially comes from.
No, I'm talking about what this deck's not a competitive deck.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is heads up Commander. So the only last notable events in the last 4 months. Okay. Nothing.
No, that was an option. Red deck wins 6% right there.
Right. Yeah, it's the combo deck. It's like the new competitive one.
Why are we looking at Commander? Commander's terrible.
Get I just want to make you mad. Oh, Joshy, check that out. It's a Garrock monster.
Frog. Hang on.
All the way at the bottom.
Dude, look at how many players were in this event.
Dual Commander. I wouldn't 69. Even play in Dual Commander. In Dual Commander, I would play Yuriko.
No, I'd play just right now. If I had to play Commander today, Raghavan. Just always have it turn one. Turn one, Raghavan, go. Try to beat me. It's got to be the best
one. I'll steal your combos.
Yeah. I'll just get a Lotus Petal every turn. I don't need stupid signets.
Play Yuriko in 1v1 commander.
Yeah. Yeah. Become this. All right. We're all done. Guys, anything else you want to add? Josh, we got a hot take or what?
Yeah, I want to add that we shouldn't have looked at Commander because I don't consider that a competitive format. Why do we look at that?
You're
if
weak.
You can afford, if you bought every single layer this year, you got. It's Wednesday, my dudes.
Bada boom. Check us out on Discord, Facebook. Bye-bye. You know, all I'm thinking, I have my own script I gotta read.
Oh, yeah. You're on script all the time.
This dude recording in the dark.
Everything I say is always all I scripted. See is the I've top already. Of
your head.
You ever seen one nose?
Because I have the fan on. If I turn the lights on, then the fan turns on, and then you can hear the fan.
I like that Tony is. He has a script, and he knows exactly how we're going to respond, so he can stay on script all the time.
It's a giant web, like a big tree, okay? And it has, like, if JB says this, say this. It's OneNote-esque, okay? I know what you guys are going to say every time. That's why I'm always one step ahead.